30 years ago, the Baltimore City Council passed the Gay Rights Bill of 1988, which provided legal protection against discrimination for gay and lesbian citizens. Dr. Jonathan Bailey talks about LGBTQAI social spaces, anti-racist civil rights movements, and their impact on the bill's passing. Bailey is the author of a forthcoming book about race, gender, and sexuality in Baltimore from 1965 through 1995.
As Baltimore Pride Weekend approaches this month, we mark 30 years since the Baltimore City Council passed the Gay Rights Bill of 1988. The passage of the bill enacted legal protection against discrimination based on sexual orientation. LGBTQAI social spaces played a major role in enacting the Gay Rights Bill. The Gay and Lesbian Community Center of Baltimore, GLCCB, introduced advocates from both coalitions that supported the bill, the Free State Coalition for Justice and the Maryland Civil Rights Coalition, to each other. Staff and volunteers of GLCCB have willingly stepped forward on numerous occasions to speak about the need for this legislation to get approved in Annapolis. Marty Walker served as the head of the GLCCB longer than any other person in the organization's 15-year history. She knew firsthand how the bill's implementation was a pressing civil rights issue. The civil rights movement deeply impacted her life. Walker joined the growing Southern protest movement of the 1960s and became involved in demonstrations. She was arrested for protesting racial injustice more than once. In Baltimore, Walker continued her efforts in the civil rights movement by working with the Black Panther Party as a legal counsel. Her work shows how the LGBTQAI community in Baltimore was successful in pushing for gay rights in the city during the Reagan era. Using a racial lens, we understand that the 1963 Civil Rights Bill did not fulfill the United States government's guarantee to African-American gay men and lesbians. For them, obtaining gay rights was one step closer to establishing human rights. Arlene Du Bois, member of the National Coalition of Black Gays, NCBG, rallied Black gay men and lesbians to come out to support the struggle for the Gay Rights Bill in Baltimore. She stressed the importance of implementing the bill. As a Black homosexual, you are forced to carry a double burden. Should you be a Black lesbian, then your load is three times as heavy. Du Bois pointed out the hypocrisy of Black politicians in Baltimore who did not support the Gay Rights Bill when it was introduced in April 1980. She said, quote, "One of our Black politicians has been quoted as having said, 'I don't see a need for this bill. Show me where these people are being discriminated against.' From where I sit, this is reminiscent of some of the remarks of a former governor of Alabama, George Wallace, during the civil rights struggles of the 60s, end quote. The passage of the Gay Rights Bill in Baltimore is especially noteworthy when looking at how similar actions in regions outside of Baltimore often resulted in failure. We must uncover the story of the overlooked history of how LGBTQAI advocates expanded and redefined the meaning of civil rights in 1988.
Bailey received his doctorate in American history from Morgan State University, where he focused on African American, gender, sexuality, and urban studies. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.